我们今天来聊一聊
Let's talk about today.
小米在2026年第一季度的财报啊。
Xiaomi's financial report for the first quarter of 2026.
这个财报呢，其实展现出了很多小米在现在这个阶段的转型的压力。
This financial report actually shows the pressure that Xiaomi is facing in this stage of transformation. Well,
比如说它的手机和 AOT 业务都在下滑。
For example, its mobile phone and AOT business are declining.
汽车业务呢，持续亏损。
The automotive business continues to be unprofitable.
同时呢，还要面对在印度的资金风险，以及不断的投入 AI 所带来的一些挑战。
At the same time, we also need to face the financial risks in India and the challenges brought by continuous investment in AI.
但是呢，这个公司的现金储备还是比较充足的。
As for this company, its cash reserves are still quite abundant.
互联网服务也很稳定。
The internet service is also stable.
然后汽车的产品力也不错。
Then the car's product quality is also good.
没错。
Right.
没错。
Right.
那我们就直接进入今天的讨论吧。
Then let's get straight to today's discussion.
咱们先来看看第一个话题。
Let's first look at the first topic.
就是这个核心数据啊。
This is the key data.
小米在2026年第一季度的营收和利润出现了什么样的变化？
What changes did Xiaomi experience in its revenue and profit in the first quarter of 2026?
这个季度呢
？This quarter,
小米的总营收是 991.4 亿元。
Xiaomi's total revenue is 911.4 billion yuan.
同比下降了 10.9%。
Decreased by 10.9% compared to the same period last year.
环比下降 15.2%.
15.2% decrease.
然后经调整净利润是 60.7 亿元。
Then, after adjustment, the net profit was 6.7 billion yuan.
同比下降 43.1%.
Compared to the same period last year, it decreased by 43.1%.
环比下降 4.4%.
Decreased by 4.4% compared to the previous period.
对，
毛利率呢是22%.
The gross profit margin is 22%.
同比减少了0.8个百分点。
Decreased.By 0.8 percentage points compared to the same period last year.
但是环比提升了1.2个百分点。
However, it increased by 1.2 percentage points.
听起来整体业绩压力挺大的。那研发投入和现金储备这方面有什么值得关注的点吗？
Are there any noteworthy points regarding the overall pressure on performance?And the aspects of R&D investment and cash reserves.
这个季度研发投入达到了90亿元。
This quarter's R&D investment reached 900 million yuan.
同比增长百分之。
Increase by percentage.
33.4%。研发人员呢有26000人。
There are 26,000 researchers in the 33.4 project.
另外就是现金储备还很充足啊，有。
In addition, the cash reserves are still very abundant.
2206亿元。
2,206 million.
然后汽车业务呢
？Then the automotive business.
这个季度交付了80,856辆。
This quarter, 80,856 vehicles were delivered.
同比增长 6.6%, 收
increased by 6.6%.
收入是190亿元。
Revenue is 190 billion.
好的。
Okay.
下面咱们来看看这个财报里面的亮点啊。
Let's take a look at the highlights in this financial report.
就是小米的现金储备和互联网服务这两块到底表现怎么样？
How are Xiaomi's cash reserves and internet services performing?
对公司的整体运营带来了哪些积极的影响？
What positive impacts have the company's overall operations had on the company?
首先，小米的现金以及现金等价物有2206亿元。
The cash and cash equivalents of Xiaomi are 2,206 billion.
这么多的现金呢，就可以让他很放心的去投入到汽车和 AI 这样的长期的赛道里面。
With so much cash, he can confidently invest in long-term sectors like automobiles and AI.
而且也不用担心短期内会有资金链断裂的风险。
And you don't have to worry about the risk of a cash flow shortage in the short term.
那这个互联网服务这块呢？
Regarding this internet service,
有哪些数据是比较亮眼的？
What are the most striking data?
这个季度互联网服务收入达到95亿元。
This quarter's internet service revenue reached 9.5 billion yuan.
同比增长 4.3%。
Increased by 4.1% year on year.
毛利率呢高达 76.1%。
The gross profit margin is as high as 76.1%.
另外就是全球的月活跃用户数有 7.46 亿， IoT 的连接设备也超过了11亿。
Another is that the number of global monthly active users is 7.46 billion and the number of connected IoT devices exceeds 110 million.
这些数字就说明
These numbers show that
小米的这个生态壁垒是越筑越厚的。
Xiaomi's ecosystem is becoming increasingly difficult to break into.
然后互联网服务这个现金流的业务依然是非常非常稳健的。
明白。
Then the business of generating cash flow through the internet is still very stable.
那小米在汽车业务、高端化以及研发投入上有哪些进展？
What progress has Xiaomi made in the high-end automotive business and R&D investment?
是值得我们关注的。
This is worth our attention.
先说汽车。这个季度汽车交付量达到80,856辆。
First, let's talk about the car delivery volume this quarter, which reached 80,856.
同比增长 6.6%。
Increased by 6.6% year on year.
然后新一代的 SU7 锁单已经超过了8万。
Then, the new generation of SU7 lock single has exceeded 80,000.
YU7 系列的累计交付量也已经达到了23.2万辆。
The cumulative delivery volume of the U7 series has also reached 232,000 units.
整体表现还是比较稳健的。
那在高端化和研发投入方面呢？
Overall, the performance is still quite stable, especially in terms of high-end and R&D investment.
有什么突破？
What's new?
高端化这块呢？
Regarding the high-end aspect,
小米就是通过提升手机的 ASP.
Xiaomi refers to increasing the average selling price of mobile phones.
然后在存储涨价的情况下
In the case of storage price increases,
优先保证高端机型的供应
prioritize the supply of high-end models.
所以手机的毛利率环比回升到了 10.1%.
Therefore, the gross profit margin of the mobile phone rebounded to 10%.
整体的毛利率也环比提升了 1.2 个百分点。
The overall gross margin also increased by 1.2 million points compared to the previous period.
研发投入上呢，这个季度是90亿元。
In terms of R&D investment, this quarter is 90 billion.
同比大涨 33.4%.
Increased by 33.4% year on year.
全年预计投入会超过400亿。
The total investment is expected to exceed 4 billion.
然后三年会在 AI 领域投入600亿， 自主研发的大模型 MIM-V 也已经达到了全球领先水平。
And after 3 years, the company has invested $6 billion in self-developed large models. And the MIM Leader V has already reached a global leading level.
这些技术上的投入
These technological investments
未来都会变成小米的长期竞争力
This will become a long-term competitive advantage for Xiaomi in the future.
咱们接下来要讲的就是隐忧了
What we're going to talk about next is the hidden dangers.
就是小米的手机和 AOT 业务
This refers to Xiaomi's mobile phones and alt business.
现在面临的最突出的问题是什么
?What are the most prominent issues facing us now?
手机业务这个季度出货量只有3380万台。
This quarter, the mobile phone business shipped only 33.8 million units.
同比大跌 19.2%。
Compared to the same period last year, it fell by 19.2%.
收入呢也下降了 12.5%.
The income also decreased by 12.5%.
毛利率同比减少了2.3%。
The gross profit margin decreased by 2.5 percentage points compared to the previous year.
就是因为存储涨价再加上价格战。
This is because of the rising storage costs and the price war.
所以短期之内很难有一个好转。
Therefore, there will be no improvement in the short term.
看来手机这边压力不小啊。
It seems that the pressure on the mobile side is not small.
那 LT 呢？是不是也不太乐观
?What about LT? Is it not also pessimistic?
对 ,LOT 收入同比暴跌 23.7%。
The revenue of the company fell by 23.7% year on year.
主要是因为国内的补贴
Mainly due to domestic subsidies.
退坡以及消费不振
Retreat and consumption slump.
虽然海外还在增长
Although overseas is still growing.
但是也没有办法弥补国内的这个缺口。
However, there is no way to make up for this gap domestically.
所以 ,OT 也很难在短期内再成为一个增长引擎了。
Therefore, OT is unlikely to become a growth engine again in the short term.
确实,那汽车业务和印度市场现在给小米带来了哪些具体的风险?
Indeed, what specific risks are the automotive business and the Indian market currently posing to Xiaomi?
汽车和创新业务这个季度亏了31亿。
This quarter, the automotive and innovation business lost 31 billion.
因为一代的 SU7 已经停产了。
Because the SU7 has been discontinued for a generation.
然后新品还在爬坡。
Then, the new product is still in the wrap-up phase.
所以亏损进一步的扩大。管理层
Therefore, the management further expanded the losses.
虽然说下半年想要季度扭亏。
Although saying that in the second half of the year, they want to achieve a quarterly profit.
但是能不能够实现
But can it be achieved?
还是要看产能、市场竞争。
Still need to see the competition in the capacity market.
还有交付的情况。
There are also delivery situations.
另外就是印度那边冻结了358,000,000的资金。
Another is that the $358 million in funds in India have been frozen.
这个是占到了公司现金总额的13.6%。
This represents 13.6% of the company's total cash.
而且公司没有计提拨备。
In addition, the company did not make any withdrawals.
如果说最后真的是要没收的话
If it really comes to that, they will confiscate it.
对净资产的冲击还是很大的。
This is a significant impact on net assets.
是的。
Yes.
然后就是关于 AI 的投入和整体营收的趋势。
Then, regarding the investment and overall revenue trends of AI,
这两个因素
these factors,
现在对小米的盈利前景造成了哪些影响？
what factors have affected the profitability of Xiaomi?
小米说
Xiaomi said,
要在三年之内投600亿在 AI 上面。
to invest $6 billion in AI within 3 years.
但是大模型还有机器人。
However, large models also have robots.
这些东西短时间内是看不到收益的。
These things won't yield immediate results.
所以会持续地推高研发费用。
Therefore, it will continue to increase R&D expenses.
然后不断地去侵蚀净利润。
Then constantly erode net profit.
盈利的拐点也变得非常的模糊。
The point of profitability has also become very vague.
再加上公司的总营收已经连续几个季度同比环比都下降。
In addition, the company's total revenue has declined for several consecutive quarters compared to the previous quarter.
这个季度更是跌破了千亿。手机和 IoT 加起来还是占了 80% 的收入。
This quarter, the revenue from 1000 Like and AOT alone accounted for 80%.
但是这两块都增长乏力。
However, both of these have been weak.
新业务又还在烧钱。
New business is still burning money.
整个公司的基本盘是明显的承压的。
The company's foundation is obviously under pressure.
好。
Okay.
最后我们来总结一下。
Finally, let's summarize.
就是小米现在到底面临哪些短期的压力和长期的挑战？
What are the current short-term pressures and long-term challenges facing Xiaomi?
简单来说
In simple terms,
说小米现在就是处于一个传统业务增长遇到了瓶颈。
Xiaomi is currently facing a bottleneck in business growth due to its reliance on traditional industry businesses.
新业务又需要大量投入的转型阵痛期。
New business requires a large investment in the transition period.
虽然说公司的现金还是比较充裕的。
Although the company's cash is still relatively abundant.
互联网服务也很稳定。
The internet service is also stable.
汽车的产品力也不错。
The car's product quality is also good.
技术壁垒也在提升。
Technical barriers are also increasing.
但是手机和 OOT 的下滑。
However, the decline of mobile phones and OOT.
汽车的亏损。
Car losses.
印度的资金风险，还有 AI 的巨额投入，都是悬在公司头上的剑。
The financial risks in India combined with the massive investment in AI are like a sword hanging over the company.
所以短期来看的话
So, in the short term,
利润还是会承压
Profit will still be under pressure.
长期来看的话
In the long run,
能不能够兑现价值
Can you fulfill the value?
就看汽车什么时候可以盈利
It depends on when the car can be profitable.
以及 AI 能不能够真正的商业化。
And can AI be truly commercialized?
没错。
Right.
今天我们一起梳理了小米这个季度的财报。
Today, we reviewed Xiaomi's quarterly financial report together.
既看到了公司在转型过程中的一些韧性和亮点。
I have also seen some resilience and highlights in the company's transformation process.
点也没有回避
No escape.
那些让投资者比较担心的风险和挑战
The risks and challenges that investors are most concerned about.
好了
Okay.
那今天的内容咱们就到这里了
That's all for today's content.
感谢大家的收听
And thank you for listening.
咱们下期再见。
See you next time.
拜拜。
拜拜。
Bye bye bye.